The view of life as an eternal cycle of growth and decay is central to major Eastern religions. The notion of an almighty God, typical of Western faiths, is completely foreign to them. There is no creator or savior in Buddhism, nor are there any severe commandments. People are left to find their own path to religion. The founder of the religion, Buddha Gautama, preached that life is synonymous with suffering. Suffering is rooted in greed, hatred, and ignorance. Buddha, the enlightened one, showed man the path to redemption. Redemption means not being born again. It means attaining an ultimate state of spiritual purity through meditation and asceticism, the state of nirvana. Reincarnation is also a fundamental idea in Hinduism. According to Hindus, the soul lives many times in different bodies until it is finally released from this recurrent cycle. The ambivalence and multifaceted character of Hinduism makes it difficult to describe in simple terms. There is no founding figure, but a confusing number of deities, of which Vishnu and Shiva are the best known. For this reason, it has been said that Hinduism is as difficult to grasp as a snake. By contrast, Confucianism is far more pragmatic and clearly defined. Along with Taoism, it constitutes the major spiritual force in China. The teachings derive from Confucius, whose real name was Kung Fu Tse, which translates as Master Kung. Confucius taught that love for one's neighbor, morality, and integrity in both family and government circles were the prerequisites for a harmonious and well-ordered society. Confucius did not recognize an omnipotent God, but he did believe in a higher force, one that he simply called heaven. Unlike in the West, there is little evidence that Oriental religions are losing their cohesive force. Their undogmatic principles and gentle spiritualism lend religious traditions like Buddhism a strong appeal for people in the industrial countries as well.